A few years ago, Deerfield Beach became one of the cities in South Florida that changed where it got some of its water.
Charlie DeBrusco, I'm the Director of Environmental Services for the City of Deerfield Beach.
DeBrusco's in charge of making sure that water coming out of Deerfield's faucets doesn't have a weird color, doesn't make you sick, and most importantly, doesn't go away. But these days, he's finding that people are kind of confused about his job, particularly the part about taking salt out of the city's water.
They're thinking you're taking ocean water.
Not the case. Deerfield and many other places throughout Florida are taking the salt out of brackish water from the ground. Brackish water is a lot less salty than ocean water, which makes it cheaper to process. We're turning to saltier water because relying entirely on the Biscayne Aquifer, South Florida's traditional source of water, is no longer an option.
The more cities that wound up pulling water out of the aquifer, the more saltwater intrusion became a problem coming in further into land.
Very salty seawater started to get mixed in with fresh water. Plus, we're not the only ones to rely on the Biscayne Aquifer. The Everglades do too.
So the alternative water supply source that we're going to and that many other utilities are is the Floridan Aquifer.
Virginia Walsh is a hydrogeologist with Miami-Dade Water and Sewer. Most of the state already relies on the Floridan Aquifer, a groundwater source that lies underneath the entire state. In central Florida, the water in the Floridan Aquifer is fresh and close to the surface.
As it moves down here, it picks up all types of minerals and whatnot from the rock matrices that it's flowing through, so that by the time it gets down here, is because of all those added minerals and everything that has dissolved into the water, is that's what causes the brackishness of the water there.
In other words, the water picks up a lot of salt along the way, which means South Florida has to use energy and money to get the salt out of the water. But the Floridan Aquifer is still a pretty good alternative to the Biscayne because it's drought-proof. The Floridan is so deep and sits below a layer of non-porous rock, it doesn't depend on rainfall here.
Florida Aquifer is not really a long-term solution.
Jeff Ann is the Assistant Director of Public Services for North Miami Beach, the first city in Miami-Dade to start drawing water from the Floridan Aquifer in 2008.
Maybe 5 years ago, people think those are the sustainable source, but more and more study find out it's not an unlimited source.
It takes a long time to refill the Floridan Aquifer with water from Central Florida, anywhere from hundreds to thousands of years. The state is still figuring out how much water South Florida can safely take from the Floridan. It's also looking at how that consumption will affect the quality of the aquifer's water. Cynthia Barnett is an environmentalist and journalist who's written a lot about Florida's water problems.
One of our past mistakes, which you can see in the Everglades, has been over-reliance on big solutions instead of just trying to live differently with the water we have. The absolute cheapest and best source of new water is always conserved water.
But as water consumption continues to grow, we may indeed need to look to our largest water source, the ocean. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Elaine Chen.